Praise the Lord. Jesus is Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. Welcome to today's session. I am continuing my teaching out of the Gospel of Luke. We are still in chapter 1. Hopefully you have listened to the previous sessions, okay? Including the introduction to the Gospel of Luke and the previous two sessions, Luke chapter 1a and Luke chapter 1b. And I had mentioned that it is a lengthy chapter and I will do multiple sessions. So today we come to Luke chapter 1c. This is the last session. I will wrap up chapter 1 here. So hopefully you've listened to the previous ones and you are ready to move right along here. We pick it up here in Luke chapter 1 verse 57. And the gist of this upcoming verses is that we will learn about the birth of John the Baptist and the praise and worship that his father and mother offered to the Lord. So, Luke chapter 1 verse 57. When it was time for Elizabeth to have her baby, she gave birth to a son. Verse 58, her neighbors and relatives heard that the Lord had shown her great mercy and they shared her joy. Of course, they shared her joy because as I discussed in the previous sessions, Elizabeth was advanced in age, Elizabeth and the husband Zechariah. The scripture does not tell us their age, but we know they were older couples, probably menopausal, we don't know, but they were advanced in age and they had been believing God for a child and the prayer had been answered. So now Elizabeth at her old age had given birth to a boy. So her neighbors and everybody just shared in that joy and were happy for her. Okay, verse 59. On the eighth day, they came to circumcise the child and they were going to name him after his father, Zechariah. This was the custom back then. When a child is born, especially a boy, he would be named after the father or someone else in the family. Okay, so that was the custom. So everybody assumed that this child was going to be given the father's name. But his mother spoke up and said, no, he is to be called John. Wow, apparently Elizabeth received a revelation from the Holy Spirit that this special child anointed in her womb would be called John. So Elizabeth spoke up and said, Verse 61, they said to her, this is her neighbors talking to Elizabeth now, there is no one among your relatives who has that name. Verse 62, then they made signs to his father. This was Zechariah now. At this time, he was still mute. If you recall from the previous session, due to his doubting God, the Lord had chastised him and he was mute. At this point, he was made silent. So Zechariah could not speak. So the neighbors, they made signs to his father to find out what he would like to name the child. Verse 63, he asked for a writing tablet, and to everyone's astonishment, he wrote, his name is John. Whoa. So, John means God is gracious. That was the meaning of that name. We are now in verse 64. Immediately, his mouth was opened, and his tongue set free, and he began to speak, praising God. I just like this, how when the Lord set Zechariah free from his state of being mute, the first thing he did was to praise God. He was not angry. He was not upset about being chastised by the Lord. He was just so filled with awe and praise for God that was the first thing that came out of his mouth, friend. Do you get mad at God if he's chastising you? The Bible teaches us that God will chastise his children, meaning he would correct us, rebuke us when we are in the wrong. That way we can learn and grow in wisdom, and in obedience towards him. So chastisement or correction, rebuking, is good for our relationship with God. So when you are being corrected by God, the Holy Spirit, you know what I mean. At times we do something, we say something, and then we would just experience this nagging feeling in our heart. That is the Holy Spirit telling us that we were wrong. And if he leads us to take some kind of action, we should. Because God, the Holy Spirit, would correct us because he loves us. He wants us to grow in a vibrant relationship with him and to live to overcome challenges and stumbling blocks in our relationship with him. So likewise, we should praise God that he loves us and cares about us enough to correct us when we miss the mark. So we see Zechariah here. The moment he was set free from being muted, the first words that came out of his mouth was praising God. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. This is Dr. Ruth. Thank you for joining me today as we study God's word. Friend, as this ministry is blessing you, I want to speak to your heart. Would you consider blessing us back with a one-time donation or become a Christ-centered partner? As a Christ-centered partner, you join hands with us and with the Lord in the middle, and you pray for us on a regular basis. We pray for you on a regular basis, and then you bless us financially with whatever amount the Lord puts in your heart. And the primary way we will use your financial donation is to pay for studio time so we can produce more Bible teachings like this and to reach more people. This is God's will for you, for myself, and for the body of Christ, that we give into his work so we can reach many more people. And God is so faithful. He has told us throughout his word that he will bless us back abundantly, exceedingly, as we give right back into his work. One scripture you can stand on is Luke 6:38. God will bless you back as you give into this fruitful ministry so we can pay for studio time to produce more shows and reach more people. I also want to leave you with this scripture just to strengthen you to know that when you give into God's work, God takes it seriously. Deuteronomy 15:10 teaches, give generously, okay, to them, and do so without a grudging heart. Then because of this, the Lord your God will bless you in all your work and in everything you put your hand to. That is a promise that when you give into God's work, God will take it seriously and he blesses you back abundantly. So friend, as you have been blessed by these teachings, we thank you in advance for blessing us back. So here are some ways you can donate into this ministry anywhere in the world. All you need is internet access. Here is our safe and very secure website, drruthtanyi.org/donate. Again, it is drruthtanyi.org/donate. You can make a donation right there, whatever the Lord puts in your heart. We receive it and we say thank you. If you live in the USA, we also receive donations through Zelle. And here is the telephone number. It's 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. We also receive donations through Cash App. The address there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. Again, the $ Dr. Ruth Tanyi. That is for Cash App. And we thank you abundantly for investing into this fruitful ministry, and together we are advancing God's work and transforming lives. So we thank you for your donation, and God will bless you back abundantly, exceedingly. Here is the teaching. Verse 65, all the neighbors were filled with awe, and throughout the hill country of Judea, people were talking about all these things. Verse 66, everyone who heard this wondered about it, asking, what then is this child going to be? For the Lord's hand was with him. Absolutely. So we see here prophecies being fulfilled about John the Baptist coming into life, okay? So now Zechariah is going to go on to just praise and worship the Lord and offer thanksgiving. Let us get into the next few verses here, beginning in verse 67 all the way until the end of this chapter. His father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Again, if you listen to the introduction, I mentioned how in this Gospel of Luke, a pervasive theme is the presence of the Holy Spirit in the ministry of the Lord Jesus and throughout this writing. We are still in the first chapter, and I believe this is about the fifth time that the Holy Spirit is mentioned already. Earlier, we talked about how the angel Gabriel explained to Mary that the Holy Spirit will come upon her. And later, we talked about how Elizabeth, John the Baptist's mom, and Zechariah's wife was filled with the Holy Spirit. And here now, we are learning again how Zechariah filled with the Holy Spirit. I mean, those are just a few examples, but we are already seeing how the Holy Spirit, his presence is pervasive throughout this Gospel of Luke. Okay, going back here to verse 67, his father Zechariah was filled with the Holy Spirit and prophesied. Verse 68, praise be to the Lord, the God of Israel, because he has come to his people and redeemed them. So true. He is acknowledging the power and the presence of God. He has raised up a horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David, as he said through the holy prophets of long ago. Again, Zechariah just acknowledging God's faithfulness, how all these things had been prophesied, that a forerunner, John the Baptist, would be born, would prepare the way for the Messiah. So we see Zechariah filled with the Holy Spirit, prophesying and just thanking God that these things are indeed coming to pass. Friend, the word of God is 100% reliable. The word of God is 100% trustworthy. We can trust God's word as the absolute truth. Whatever you are believing God for today, take heart. It will come to pass. Take heart. God is faithful to keep his promises, as we are learning here. Continuing here in verse 71, Zechariah continued, salvation from our enemies and from the hand of all who hate us, to show mercy to our ancestors and to remember his holy covenant. The oath he swore to our father Abraham to rescue us from the hand of our enemies and to enable us to serve him without fear in holiness and righteousness before him all our days. So true. Zechariah just portraying a picture of God's goodness, his mercy, his salvation for the nation of Israel, his deliverance for the nation of Israel, as prophesied, a promise that God made beginning with Abraham is now manifesting. Wow! God never forgets a promise. Take heart, friend. God is faithful. You can trust God's words. Verse 76. Now, Zechariah is going to prophesy about his child, John the Baptist. And keep in mind, all of this is happening as they had taken this child on the eighth day to be circumcised. And remember, the eighth day of circumcision was an ordinance that God had given to Moses, that the children would be circumcised on the eighth day. That circumcision would propel the child to come into this covenant relationship with God through the nation of Israel. So John the Baptist now had been circumcised on that eighth day. He had come into this covenant relationship with God through the nation of Israel. The father Zechariah is prophesying. And now, as we pick it up here in verse 76, the father would prophesy over his child, John the Baptist. Verse 76, and you, my child, will be called a prophet of the Most High, for you will go on before the Lord to prepare the way for him, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins. So true. Zechariah was just prophesying Isaiah 40, verse 3, which had been prophesied in the Old Testament that the forerunner, John the Baptist, would prepare the way for the Messiah. So he was just prophesying that again over the child's life, coming in agreement with God's word. Okay, moving on here, I will read that last verse there so it makes sense when we go to verse 78. Going back here to verse 77, to give his people the knowledge of salvation through the forgiveness of their sins, verse 78, because of the tender mercy of our God, by which the rising sun will come to us from heaven. Verse 79, to shine on those living in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. Glory to God. Zechariah just prophesying about his child paving the way for the Messiah, how the Messiah would come and lead them into peace and unto all righteousness. So we come into verse 80, and the child grew and became strong in spirit, and he lived in the wilderness until he appeared publicly to Israel. Amazing. Again, also had been prophesied that John the Baptist would live in the wilderness. So he lived in the wilderness in order to prepare for his public ministry. And recall, as I had mentioned in the previous session, that he was a Nazarite consecrated by God even at his mother's womb. So as part of that consecration, he separated himself and lived in the wilderness and grew in spirit, meaning he grew rather in revelation of his calling, and he grew in revelation into this relationship with God. So that brings us to the end of Luke chapter 1. So what is a major principle in this last few verses we've gone over here, beginning here in verse 57 all the way to the end, verse 80. Number one, prophecies have been fulfilled. John the Baptist is birthed into this world exactly as prophesied. We talked about how God chastises us because he loves us. And when God chastises us, we should not be angry at God. It's because it is good for us. So when we miss the mark, when we sin, when we act incorrectly, God, the Holy Spirit, in a gentle and loving way, would chastise us because he loves us, because he wants us to grow in our relationship with him. So just to repeat myself, when you are being chastised, it's a matter of when, because God loves us so much, he will not go without correcting us. Just like a loving earthly father loves the child so much that he disciplines the child. So when you are being chastised by God, the Holy Spirit, for whatever reason, see it as a positive thing. See it as a blessing that God cares so much for your spiritual maturity that he corrects you so you can walk in the narrow path and respect his decrees and live in accordance with his leading and promptings and his word. I hope you receive this in Jesus' name. So this brings us to the end of Luke chapter 1. I want to just lift you up in prayer. Father God, we thank you for today, for all the listeners. I thank you, God, that you love us enough, that you care to correct us when we go wrong. We thank you for the ongoing correction so we can live upright lives, so we can receive the best you have for us. I thank you for all those who are listening to me, that their hearts are open to receive your correction, and that you've used my words today to speak specifically to their heart, and they can stand and trust your word, because your word never returns void. Your word is faithful. They can trust you for whatever promises they are standing on. Thank you, Father God, for that tenacity that you are helping them now, Holy Spirit, to be emboldened, to stand and look unto you. Father, we thank you for just blessing us with your gift of peace today. We rejoice in your presence in our lives. And I thank you for answering this prayer. And I have prayed in the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. And everybody who agrees says, Amen. God loves you. Friend, please listen to the announcer. We just ask that you open your heart to bless us with a financial donation as you are being blessed by this ministry. As you've heard me say before, we have to pay for studio time for this recording, and we have to depend and trust listeners like yourself to help us with a donation, especially as this is end of year. So please, would you consider blessing us with a one-time donation so we can advance God's work? Please visit our website. It's very safe and secure. DrRuthTanya.org/donate and make a safe donation there. Very safe and secure. And I want for you to listen now to the announcer. He will give you more information how you can donate into this ministry. And then we will also attach the website address in the description box. You can just click and you donate right away. Or if you live in the continental USA, we do accept donations through Zelle. Here is a Zelle telephone number, 909-501-9031. Again, 909-501-9031. We are also on Cash App, and the name there is the $ Dr. Ruth Tanya. We will include all of this in the description box. I want to thank you in advance for your love gift donation. Again, please visit our safe and secure website for more information. And here is the announcer with details. Thank you.
Friend, as some of you already know, this program is financially supported 100% by love gifts from listeners like yourself. So please, would you help us with a donation so that we can produce more programs and bless others? We need your financial support. To make a one-time donation, visit our website, drruthtanyi.org. That's drruthtanyi.org. Look for the donation button and donate right there. It is a very secure, simple, and easy process. Or, for more of an impact, would you prayerfully consider becoming a Christ-centered monthly partner with us? While on our website, you will find all of the information about becoming a Christ-centered partner. As a monthly partner, your regular prayers and financial support will enable us to produce more Bible teachings in order to reach more people and transform their lives with God's Word. For those of you who prefer regular mail, you can send your donation to us. Here's the address: Dr. Ruth Tanya Ministries, P.O. Box 1806, Loma Linda, California, 92354. You can also email us with your questions about becoming a partner. Here's the email address, info@drruthtanyi.org. That's info@drruthtanyi.org. Or you can always call us at 909-383-7978. Dr. Ruth Tanya Ministries is a federal government-approved 501c corporation, which means that all of your donations are 100% tax-deductible, as allowed by the law. We thank you in advance for your kind donation and prayers. We pray for God's love and presence to anchor your soul today in Christ Jesus. I am Chris Oram. Stay blessed, and goodbye for now.